Yasmin. Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me. Please join me in saying the Anabakar. Anabakar, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Terira, Alephet Gimel Yutat Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sadbenu, Tacharenu, No. Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Chudcha Kivavat Sham Reim Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kav Shin Barchem Tacharem Rakame Tzidkatcha Tami Gamlein, Betet Reish, Tzaditap Gimel, Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael Adata, Het Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayan, Yachid Gehe, Lamcha Bene, Zokre Kedushata, Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Yodeya Talumot, Shin Kufal, Tzadiyat Taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our place. We are now going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notse chesed la'alafim, notse awon wa'pesha b'chata'a. We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the Sulam commentary of the Zohar from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, and I will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidchilu Urchimud Hilud Hilu Urchimu L'yachta L'shem Yudhe Tuvalhe L'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu koneinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu koneinu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekamatar Tane Nan Dekucha Perichu Koma Beaved Leela Wittata Kola Iyu Kishot Leovada Dikshot Beleela Mila Bialma Tivaye Barnash Ledach Yalea Nineya Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Dikshot Ginun Bekola Itzterich Di Alma The energy of the year 5778 is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayichal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech kavo natamar achoti Udlabez le'ene shete levivot v'evre mi'ada. The second verse is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati Obiacha, Wawoni Lokisiti, Amarti Ode Ale Peshai, Ladonai Ohe Wahe. Weata nasata awon chatati sela. The energy of the year 5777, known as the year of the goat, also has two verses that connect to its energy. The first that we study is from Lamentations, it's chapter 3, verse 52. So tzaduni katzipor o yevaychinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create tzatzkiya, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of 5777 is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim va'adonai Eloheihem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 has the energy of a pause that refreshes. There are also two verses in this connecting to this energy. The first verse we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat lo yachlu lehavshit et kol haolot vayehaskum. Achechem halavim ad kelo tam lacha v'ad yitkachu hakohanim. Ki halavim yishre levav v'hitkadesh me hakohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka A Re Ka Ha. The second verse that connects to this energy is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu Adonai Yohewahe Ade Ad Ki Bia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The verse that we studied is from Job. It's chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we studied 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Mikol ha-machavo yiyam Asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem Eilai el nachum V'halati yitchem V'chayayim yeshno V'aretz v'chipasti oto B'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo la netzach yoved roav yom ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami leYisrael undati v'shakan kach tach v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by taking each letter with its root vowel and saying it out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame. Me he shi ala la he aka aka heta he zayo ala da la awa he hea yo zala me be he he re yo he kome la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa muta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 danu yo he he shi ame me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he he wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he mitzare wa me be yo he he a nu wa me she yo. Do da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me ma wa me. Now for the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, we will make the connection in the same manner. Wa 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 yo yo yo. Sa be te aha me, me be shi la yo he, anu a kame ta, he he yo anu da, la he wa he me a, yo ta la me re he, he yo yo he me me, la wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo. Me nu hei he he wa, nu yo hei he shi a, yo re ta shi a he, re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re, yo yo wa la he he, ka a to me nu da, a nu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a pe nu wa ta me la he pa pe he a yo nu ko me. Yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo wa he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day the seventh day of Nisan, Rabbi Pinchas Zelig, Rabbi Aryeh Leib Yellin of Bialystok, Dr. Moshe Wallach, Rabbi Yitzhak Obrovich, Ben Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Aryeh Yehuda Leib Epstein, and the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach we say in a whisper. Today's handout can be found on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column, that page opens up to a list of the parashas. Please scroll down to Parasha Tzav. When you open that, please scroll down to section 8, where we will start with Pasuk 56. Ve'id hashbatat bilaka kigon shor de'it le'a ol v'chamor de'it le'a maso ben ol malchut shamayim kigon tefilin ben ol malchut akom Kifum ovadaihu Beilein Yomin itlon hashbatat Mila ka vinaicha mandila it asak beoraita unti kudim it lea o mahut avakom umande it asak beoraita unti kudim it lon o Malchut Shemayim Dehi Hashem Batra'a Malchut Shemayim Et Kiriyat. The translation. All should rest from their work on Shabbat and holidays, each according to its own aspect, like the ox that carries a yoke and a donkey that carries a burden. This is also the case among those who take upon themselves the yoke of the kingdom of heaven, such as tefillin. They are exempt on Shabbat and holidays, or the yoke of a heathen, kingdom. Everybody, according to their actions, have rest from their work. For he who is not occupied with the Torah and the precepts takes upon himself the yoke of a heathen kingdom, while he who is occupied in the Torah and precepts takes upon himself the yoke of the kingdom of heaven, which is the last hay of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, called the kingdom of heaven. My commentary. Every person has a yoke. The choice is it the yoke of Hashem or the yoke of another Elohim. Even an atheist has a yoke to the Elohim of Amalek. Pasuk 57. O mitzvot ihi. Vadai begin deva it bariyu. Ko biryan tishmaya beara ahidiktiv. Eile toldot hashemayim v'haaretz. Vehi baram v'hashem bracha v'ra'am. V'kad yete shabbat. Vait nachtat bina dihu yudalit yudo al Hashem dihi malchut shamayim neshama yetera vihu tarut al haluchot anochim bitziat mitzrayim ufri Shat Gad Faha Al Birata the Al Mashirian Dila the Eat Lon Necha the Eat Marba Mashrayan Tisamael the Nahash the Rau Kolame Haretz Kishem Adonai Yohei Wahei Nikra Alecha V'yaru Mimecha Ot Tefilin V'ot Shabbat V'ot Yomin Tavin V'ot Berit Kulhu Shekilin. The translation. Surely it is the yoke of the precepts, since all creatures that are in heaven and earth were created by it, as the whole reality of the three worlds, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiya, came out of Malchut. Hence it says, these are the generations of the heaven and of the earth, when they were created. The word is Behi Baram, which has the letters, Bet He Bra or Behe Brahm, Literally, he created them with the hay. As the coming of Shabbat or a holiday, Bina descends, which is Yud Hey Vav, Hachma, Bina, and Das, of Bina, upon the hay, which is the kingdom of heaven, which is then an additional neshama. And she, Bina, is engraved, the Hebrew word is charut, upon the tablets. The tablets are malchut, and the inspiration of Bina upon her gives her freedom. The Hebrew word is charut, from all the klipot. She is the secret of I am, of the Exodus, namely the urge, I am Hashem, your Elohim, who has brought you out of the land of Egypt. Bina spread her wings upon the daughter, Malchut, and upon her camps, and they have rest. It says of the camps of Samach Mem and the serpent, and all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Hashem, and they shall be afraid of you. The name of Hashem is the sign of the Tefillin. But the sign of the Tefillin, the sign of the Shabbat, the sign of holidays, and the sign of the covenant are all the same. It says of all of them, and all people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of Hashem. My commentary. This pasuk has much to unpack. First, it redefines who is a child of Israel and who is a child of Noah. When one performs a positive mitzvot, one is a child of Israel. When one does not follow all of the mitzvot, he is a child of Noah. When one performs a negative precept, one becomes a pagan and connects to one of the Elohim. The pasuk also describes what happens spiritually on Shabbat and describes how an extra soul joins with you on Shabbat and leaves if you do not keep or guard the Shabbat. Rabbi Ashlag is adding an explanation as to what is the name of Hashem. This explanation is well accepted by the children of Israel. My personal understanding is different than this accepted explanation. For the pagan nations and the children of Noah will see people keeping Shabbat or a holiday or learning about the Brit Milah performed on a child, as well as seeing a person wearing tefillin. Then they will know that this person is a child of Israel. And this is the meaning of the name of Hashem. Pasuk 58. Vitot deshadai deihu mem tet aved v'kama avadim talyan. Mineya dimana al ilain diavdin pikude almanat lekabel peras memtet umashrayan bileya mimanan alaihu beginaihu eat barleyman yanuha. Yanuach shorcha v'cha morecha v'yavdecha v'yamatcha aval inun d'yavdin pikudin shelo al menat l'kabel peras inun d'no Timalka matronita veinun kitrin v'tagin al-resha v'avadin v'yomin v'chol uginayhu itmar udishtamash v'taga chalach V'chazar ha-kared le-gabayhu yomat v'shabatot itkeriyu le-gabay avadim. There is the sign of the name Shaddai, the angel Memtet, called a servant. Several servants follow him. They are in charge over those who observe the precepts for the sake of a reward, over whom Memtet and his legions are in charge. Of them it is written that your ox and your donkey may rest, and your slave and your handmaid. Those who do not observe the precepts for the sake of a reward are the children of the king and queen, Zeranpin and Malchut. And on weekdays they are crowns and diadems on the heads of the mentioned servants. Of them it says, he that makes use of the crown shall perish. For he who makes use of those children who are diadems to the servant, to the servants, rings and departs and passes away from the world. The stranger who approaches them, those sons shall die, since on weekdays they are considered as Shabbat in relation to the servants. My commentary. In my opinion, this pasuk is describing the time of Mashiach. During the time of Mashiach, the pagan people who are diadems to servants, doing the mitzvot for a reward and not to give pleasure to Hashem, are easily controlled by people of power. The pasuk says that these people will disappear, meaning grow out of the need to control others. During the weekdays, or the first 6,000 years. This pasuk is saying that during these 6,000 years, the proper way to be involved for the children of Israel is to be leaders over the children of the pagans. Pasuk 59.
Ukirim kivanim im kavadim im kivanim b'itmar b'chom banim atem l'ashem elohechem im kavadim tili v'nei Yisrael avadim v'lashar Umin aval imun chai avaya tila mishtadlin v'yoraita umitzvot v'leit alayhu ol Torah v'ol tefilin u'shar pikudin imun avadin v'yomin d'yalma Umashtabedain. Behu kigon avadim chayava hayinu leparo b'mitzrayim.
The translation. For this reason, we recite on Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, either as children or as servants, either as children, as it says, you are the children of Hashem, your Elohim, or as servants, as it is written, for to me the children of Israel are servants, and not the other nations. Those wicked who are not occupied in the Torah and the precepts, and do not take upon themselves the yoke of the Torah, and the yoke of the tefillin, and the other precepts, are servants to the nations of the world, that enslaved them, as in we are were the slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt. My commentary. In this pasuk, we have a hint to the spiritual law that our physical world is Egypt. Otherwise, the pasuk is clear as written. We also learn that tefillin are used as a code word for all the mitzvot. Pasuk 60. Ve'inat re'shebatot ve'amim tovim Itmar behu yoviot si'ayenu Hashem Eloheinu Ve'itkayam behu lema'an yanuach Shorcha v'cha morecha Chamor b'torah u'mitzvot Vayin afesh ben amatcha uchem techa am haaretz v'ama ikre uvatar diyeul garmeya techot adam b'torah yitayim yitkayam Beya Adam Uvema Otoshia Hashem Imhu Kasus Derakiv Aleya Mareya Vesavilea Pilamevait Mareya The translation, if they observe the Shabbat and holidays, it says of them, and Hashem our Elohim brought us out of Egypt. The verse that says of them that your ox and your donkey may rest shall be fulfilled, since they are like donkeys in relation to the Torah and the precepts, and the son of your handmaid and your cattle may be refreshed. The ignorant are called cattle, for after one makes himself under the aspects of a man of the Torah, this verse shall be fulfilled. Hashem, you preserve man and beast. That is, this will be fulfilled if he is like a horse, which is patient, and does not kick him when his master rides on it. So he should behave. Like a horse under the knowledgeable student of the Torah. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's explanation, this pasuk is clear as it is written. Pasuk 61. Midileya Umay Sabilu Diyam Haaretz Letachatzi begin detachatzi, ki yom Shabbat tzarich shihu. Deleid leya midi leya, v'yam haaretz, savil leya b'mamoneya. V'yit nehig beya, kefum reuteya. Lesham shaleya ulit nahaga begid Befi kudin kefum direoteya Yitkayem beya adam uvema poshia Hashem uyoshia leya mishot Ugzela Yoshia Leya Mimelcha Chamot Dila Shalit Aleya Vishkat Leya
Isakin Pagum Dileya Gakoman Ishakit Vasakin Pagum Tavaila Ihu Teit Marbea Lekelev Hat Tashlikun O Tolihu Samael Samech Mem. The translation. Why should the ignorant be patient with a wise student? Since the Torah scholar is like the Shabbat day, he should be as one who has nothing of his own. As the weekdays make preparations for Shabbat, and Shabbat has nothing, if the ignorant man is generous toward him with his money and is in the habit of doing his wish to attend upon him and observe the precepts as he desires, Hashem, you preserve man and beast, shall be fulfilled in him. He will preserve him from theft and robbery and from the angel of death, so that he will have no power to slaughter him with his blemished knife. Whatever is slaughtered with a blemished knife is a carcass not slaughtered ritually, of which it is written, you shall cast it to the dogs, which is Samech Mem, who is called a dog. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. The pasuk is telling non-students of Torah to support in any way they can the students of Torah. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? I hope everyone is well. That tomorrow morning we will continue our studies of the Psalms. I believe we're at Psalm 31. That will be at 7 a.m. West Coast time. And then on Saturday evening, we will have Havdalah at 6 p.m. and a Zohar class for the parasha of Pesach, Shabbat Pesach, during the Shabbats. Shalom to all. Have a shalom gadol, Shabbat shalom. Have much peace, much happiness and joy. Shalom to everyone.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom. Hello.
Shabbat shalom.
Thank you. So we're going to do a psalm and not the new sun rituals?